comedy podcast, comedy podcast. Get your ass ready for a comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast, comedy podcast. A certified motherfucking comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together, it's a certified fucking good time.
Yeah!
God, get your tail off of the...
It's so hard recording
a podcast.
No, it's okay. Cats are good on podcast. The Gooner Army is back, and we're mad. The Gooner Army is coming for political activists. The Gooner Army is ready for war. It's 9/11, 2025, and the Gooner Army is ready for war. We're taking back the streets in the dead of night, and that's a guarantee.
That's about right. Hazel seemed to agree with that. She meowed.
That's good. That's
quite
good.
Loudly.
Goodness. Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back. It is September the 11th, 24 years after the towers fell.
How many people have died in car crashes since 9/11?
I don't know, Ben. How many?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should check.
Where would you go to find such information?
I don't know. You might go to a website like roadway.report.
Roadway.report? Is that even a website?
It's a website. You type it into your search bar like it's google.com. You go to roadway.report.
And is it, you're saying it's hentai?
No. It's a map of every traffic death in America.
With hentai?
No.
Oh, I thought the listener might be more predisposed to go to the website if they thought there was hentai on it.
No.
I'm sorry.
The Gooner Army is our team of roadway safety soldiers. Our team of experts and advocates who participate in the community in the name of roadway safety.
You might call them the silent majority?
You might. I certainly call them the Gooner Army. We have but one goal. That is to take back the streets in the dead of night.
And in the light of day.
Under dead of night, we will take back the streets. The government will not stop us.
Indeed. So thank you for joining us once again for an episode of Are You Into Bus Stuff? I'm Lucas, and I have no authority on this topic other than, you know, my lived experience. And my ability to stare at spreadsheets and understand kind of the link between the things in the back of the computer and the things in the front of it. Ben, how about you? How about you, buddy?
So we run Lucas and I run Roadway Report. Our main page is a map of every traffic death in the United States in the 21st century, or almost every traffic death in the United States in the 21st century. But on our site, you can access any crash report for a fatal crash in the U.S. dating back all the way to 1975. It's over 2 million fatalities. As of tonight, 9/11/25, it's the first day of the rest of our lives, Lucas.
It's true. It's true. I also want to add that the website has the capacity, the database is... extremely robust. I mean, it's an incredible data set that Ben has pulled together. And the ways that we're able to query it are getting more and more fascinating to me as I learn more about how the program works, because, you know, Ben is really our lead on that side of things. He and the death map are in a union that cannot be broken. I'm just amazed at what we're able to query. If you want to know all of the bicyclists that died in Wisconsin in 2012, well, you can get that information, and we can help you get that information and put it on your website, or just host a web page so that you can track that information in your community. Advocate, you know, take it to your city council to let them know, you know, this intersection is the biggest problem. It's obvious this is where people are dying. We can help you pull that data that you can use to lobby your local officials, your advocacy organizations. The power of this tool is crazy, but only if you pick it up and take it to the people that make decisions.
That is very well said, Lucas.
A much more cogent argument than the Gooners will take back the streets in the dead of night.
We've got the best map.
The government has not done anything nearly as cool because they're a bunch of pussies. We have a great death map.
We have an incredible death map, and all the other death maps are like, here are the hotspot areas. Bitch, every area is a hotspot area. You are never safe.
You're never safe, no matter where you go. The government is trying to kill you. There's a reason that Alex Jones is our mascot. It's because once you're red-pilled on this, you become deeply antisocial and conspiratorial.
It's true. Well, and I mean, being deeply conspiratorial is like the only, it seems to be the most common reaction in America to our current political circus. And I'm speaking not just the last like 4 years, but the last like 20. I've slowly watched more and more people just sort of like shrug and then tell me a conspiracy theory. On both sides of the political spectrum, it's amazing how there's so much stimulation and they have made it so difficult to grapple with anything that makes any sense that it's more likely for us to bond with and associate our affiliations with conspiratorial thinking. And I think that's why people like Alex Jones have become so important and prominent in our society. Like, it's a sad truth, but if we can't play the conspiracy game and use rhetoric in a powerful and dynamic and inventive and confusing way, we're gonna lose.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the right brand is. I feel like all my experiments in brand have been a failure.
I think we're post-brand. I think that images no longer stand in as indices for the truth. I think that images simply need to provoke responses. I don't think that the brand has to be consistent. I think it almost hurts it if it's too consistent.
I think our whole brand should just be rage-baiting right-wing reactionaries by calling them gay.
that I could get behind. And I mean that in more ways than one.
It's like I've been commenting on every video of like people complaining about traffic, of just saying like, are you too weak to walk? Or like, why are you too weak to bike to work? Cars are killing a 9/11 of Americans every month, 100 years in a row. What are we going to do about it? And it's not even first responders. It's just random people.
Yeah. And you know, since 9/11, we've lost hundreds of thousands of people. And we have, of course, you know, lost our touch with the tragedy that 9/11 was. I mean, all other items aside, like a lot of people died that day. And that's a sad, sad reality. But how many people died in 9/11, Ben?
2,997.
It's about 3K, and you're telling me that how often do 3,000 people die at the hands of traffic violence?
I'm about to do a widow towie.
Do a widow math, a widow towie. I was having a conversation with someone, and I brought up the 9/11 statistic and how a 9/11 was happening so frequently, and I couldn't remember the exact numbers on either side, both roadway deaths or in 9/11. And so I wanted to be sure to discuss this on this of all days. Do you remember that day?
9/11?
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, I remember 9/11.
Yeah, me too. They like canceled school halfway through.
They definitely canceled school. I remember that.
As always, you can also visit the merch store on roadway.report. It's in that left drop-down menu where the date and fatality type sliders are. There's some really good shirts on there. I have one that says bikes don't kill people. I like wearing that around. And it helps support us do what we do. We've been building this website and trying to spark this movement, and you know, it takes a non-zero amount of energy, And I'm so excited to be getting this tool into the hands of some advocacy organizations. I have a couple of meetings coming up in the next few weeks where I'm going to be talking with really like leaders in advocacy in a couple of U.S. cities. And I'm really excited to hear how they're going to use the tool. I'm just so excited to be able to get this tool out into the world. It matters. Like, these people's lives matter. Every life matters. And we lose sight of that, I think, when we're trying to negotiate all of the crazy pieces of this world. But there are advocacy organizations out there that are doing. And so I'm just absolutely thrilled. So if you want to support our efforts in getting this in front of advocacy organizations, buy some merch from the store, donate. You can also do that on the website. Shameless plug, but I'm at the place where like we are so close and we just need a little bit of extra boost to get us there. So we appreciate it, listener. I figured that'd be long enough for my engineering team to tackle this complex problem.
I'm working on it. Give me one more second.
Guy,
I just
how many
gotta
people
get this
died
correct.
On one day? And he says, let me write a little sequel.
Suck my fucking dick.
Let me, computer, help. What are you querying?
The fucking database.
I understand you're querying the database, but don't you have a count of all deaths that you've mapped?
Not specifically since 9/11.
Ben's dedication to getting the numbers right is a testament to the value of this resource, I gotta say.
I hate you so much.
I could do this all day, bro. Keep clicking away. I'll just have vocal intercourse with the sweet, sweet listener. Right now, the Wikipedia page for casualties of the September 11 attacks says, the September 11 attacks were the deadliest terror attacks in human history, causing the deaths of 2,966 people. That is a bold claim there.
It's a big total.
It's a big
total.
I don't
know. Is that the biggest in human history? What is terrorism?
What qualifies terrorist attack? That is a lot of civilians to kill at once. 343 members of the New York City Fire Department and the New York Fire Patrol, 71 law enforcement officers, 55 military personnel who died at the Pentagon that day, and a single U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officer who died when Flight 93 crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. This obviously reliable Wikipedia article says that at least 102 countries lost citizens in the attacks. More, is there, on Roadway Report, is what happens if the person who died was foreign? Is that recorded?
Yeah, it doesn't just record Americans. It records anyone on American soil.
I know that, but is it a data point that's collected for the involved person?
No. I mean, there's a driver's license field. There's a driver's license state field.
So you could maybe try to parse that
out. So you might
out.
Infer someone is Moroccan.
I won't do that again, man. The last time I inferred someone was Moroccan, I got in big trouble.
Man, I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble with my numbers.
That's okay. Everybody has a little
Let's try
trouble.
This. Let's try this.
You know,
come on, baby. Come on, baby.
InfoWars doesn't have these like long pauses and like cussing at the database.
We're going to edit out these long pauses.
Okay. As long as we make this more like InfoWars.
Okay. Since 9/11, there have been 855,476. Honestly, we should extrapolate this out to like today. Because this is just until the end of 2023.
I was going to say we're missing a year and a half of data, or even better than that.
Yeah, it's like 1 2/3 years at 40,000 deaths a year.
So how many people?
Roughly 920,000.
Okay, and we're 24 years to the day. So how many 9/11s of traffic deaths have we had
It's over 300 9/11s.
Over 300 9/11s. How many? 300 point something or 306 or?
307 9/11s.
307 9/11s in the last 24 years.
Yeah, 307 9/11s of traffic deaths of people who were not first responders, sometimes drunk, sometimes indigent, often a pedestrian, but specifically not responding to 9/11.
Not like doing something noble and trying to save innocent lives, but
now,
rather
does the
just
death toll of the, does the death toll of 9/11 include first responders, or does it just include the people in the building?
It does. It does.
Are they civilians, first responders?
They are not considered civilians.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're at war.
I mean, this wiki I'm reading from, I mean, fuck me, but I'm reading the Wikipedia article, which says most of those who perished were civilians, except for 343 members of the New York City Fire Department and Fire Patrol, 71 law enforcement officers. I don't know, it might be some rule where if there is an attack on American soil, law enforcement counts as the military. Like, I don't know. I think it's fair to consider them participants in an event of war.
I'm a first responder.
You're a last responder. We've been over this.
First responder to plenty of tweets. 307 9/11s. Wrap your head around that. You know. Who says we can't have fun learning? Who says that traffic deaths can't be fun? Do you guys want to talk about a very interesting traffic death?
Yes.
Or should I say a very interesting mass casualty event that it has been brought to my attention may or may not be the deadliest incident in the database?
Yes, please enlighten us.
So it's the Yuba County bus disaster. Let me look this up. Yuba City bus disaster. This is so wildly fucked up. On May 21st, 1976, Yuba City High School chartered a school bus from Student Transportation Lines Incorporated to transport its a cappella choir from Yuba City, California, to Miramonte High School in Orinda for a friendship day involving the choirs of two schools. The company supplied a Crown bus dating from 1950. The accident occurred at 10:55 a.m. as the driver, Evan Prothero, 49, of Olivehurst, took the Marina Vista Avenue off-ramp, exit 56, from I-680 southbound, from the Benicia Martinez Bridge. Prothero was unfamiliar with this bus and mistook the low air pressure warning for the air brakes for a warning of low engine oil pressure. Intending to stop for oil, the driver exited the freeway with the aforementioned off-ramp. The air brake system failed due to lack of air pressure. With no braking capability, the bus struck the mounted bridge rail and left the elevated roadway. After falling 21.6 feet, the bus landed on its roof, crushing it to the base of the window line. Yikes. Out of the 52 passengers on board, 28 students and an adult advisor were killed. All of the surviving passengers were injured, most critically. The driver survived the crash but was seriously hurt. The crash claimed one additional victim, Daniel L. Wright, died on May 24th, 1976, at the Highland Hospital in Oakland, California, due to the injuries he sustained in the crash.
Could you imagine living through killing 29 children?
I mean, that's a bummer. That one is a bummer. So word on the street is this is the deadliest crash in the database. Let's fact check this.
So 1976, this crash is in the database? Did you add it? Or you did add the historic data, didn't you?
It's updating right now.
Wow.
So like right as we speak, 76 is being imported.
Wow.
And 75 will probably be finished. The whole thing will be finished when we're done recording the episode.
So to our listeners that I know who are out there already querying the database and, you know, doing averages and things, this is going to give you a whole new set of data. You'll be able to run interesting comparisons between the last 20 years and the 20 years before that. Of course, the data is tougher and tougher to, you know, for one death on the map, there's probably another death that isn't recorded. That's just a fact of the limited reporting systems that we have. But You'll have a lot more data to crunch and solve this fucking problem. But Ben, they've made cars so much safer since 1976.
Nothing is good about cars. Cars have made society less safe. Okay, I think I did it. Yeah, baby. The deadliest one is the Yuba City bus disaster at 29 kills. And then let's see. Number two is this one. It's ID 1988210326. That's 1988210326.
One more time for the people in the back.
Again, that's 1988210326. Let's see what this one is. Kentucky, 10:55 p.m., May 14th, 1988. 7 years and one day before my birth. Okay, I Googled it. I Googled it, and it came right up. The Carrollton bus collision.
The Carrollton bus collision. This bus stops at hell.
Ooh, it's a drunk driving one. Yeah. But no, dude, we've got all the data.
How? So
we've got it
what's
all.
What's the scoop on this
no,
one? Come on.
Okay, like, we have a no bummers policy. We already did one child mass casualty incident. I think we can spare
you can't,
a second
you
one.
Can't give me a 29 kill mass fatality accident and then say this one is more deadly and then not tell me the details on this day of all days.
This one is the less this was slightly less deadly.
Okay.
This one is a 28er.
Okay. So that's like
a 27.
So these are like 1/10 of a 9/11.
What's it called in Fortnite when you win the game?
I don't know.
It's called like a battle royale.
I'm going to alienate the listener, but I've never played Fortnite or watched anyone play Fortnite.
Dude, I'm going to emote on your corpse. I'm going to emote on your roadway death corpse.
We should, I know this will take you some time, but you should query the fewest number of individual accidents that could add up to a single 9/11.
Oh, that's a good question.
On today of all days, you robbed me of tragedy.
No one robbed you of trash. What are you talking about?
I'm just being a victim. I don't know.
No, yeah, lots of good roadway deaths. There are outliers like these insane bus crashes, but honestly, almost 80% of the data is like a one-y.
Yeah, one to two maybe.
No, almost all of it is a one-y. And then there's a good number. There's maybe like 10% kill 2 to 5 people. Mm-hmm. And then there's like under 1% of 1% that's like an outlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of these kill like one person, never make the news. They just bury you and everyone carries on except your loved ones.
Yep, they throw you in the pauper's grave and call it a day.
So the website now holds, let's see. After tonight, 9/11/2025, 24 years after that fateful day. Okay, yeah. So the website will contain information about 2,040,700 preventable deaths.
Wow.
That's 680 9/11s. And that's 1,835,574 individual crash records. For over 2 million dead Americans.
And these, I want to remind everyone, are recorded fatalities. And the chances of your roadway death being recorded are not 100%.
Very true. Very true. Well, also, it's like this is all law enforcement data. So there's so many steps from when the data is recorded to when the data is served to you, the user of the website, starting with law enforcement specifically. The gooners will be free. Okay, well, we're having some folks at home. We're having some technical issues. But I think we're going to persist. And whether or not we have any of Lucas's audio, we're going to publish because this is an important episode. It's a one-man show from here on out. Listen, I know you're addicted to internet pornography. We all are. But you've got to get it together. You've got to look yourself in the mirror and say, look, man, too much hentai is turning you into a goblin. Okay?
The Goon Cave is becoming a depression lair, you know, and you've got to pick yourself up and you've got to put yourself out there. You know, you've got to say, today I'm going to shave and I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy some groceries. And today I'm only going to masturbate for 4 hours. Today I'm going to be the guy I was meant to be, you know, self-betterment. The Gooners are looking for self-betterment and empowerment.
I honestly think self-betterment might be the glue that binds our beat with the Gooner Army. I think you're really on to something here. I think when you get out and you use the power of your own body to get yourself around, or you share space with your community as a means to get around, you become stronger. You bind with the better parts of yourself and the better parts of your community. And you can only do that once you get your dick out of your hand and go to the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
On foot, yeah, on your man. Bike.
You got to pry yourself away from those big titty anime girls. You've got to get your ass on that bicycle.
They say 6 in 7 drivers is watching porn.
And 7 out of 6 pornographers are driving.
Whoa.
The Gooners are a vote. Once the Gooners are a serious voting block and we do our own gerrymandering, then they'll take us seriously.
Oh, I in my neighborhood, they built a park. I think I mentioned this on the pod a while back, but they built a park and it's called Cloud Nine Park. And it is owned by the developers who built all of the like big condo buildings and apartment buildings. They call themselves Nine and Co. And they've put a sign up in front of this seemingly public park. And I'm going to read you the sign. This is the best way to run a society is to allow corporations to have unfettered access to public space and to relegate individuals to obscurity. It's just a really good way to retain freedom and pleasantness in the park. So I'm going to read the sign that they put up in front of our new park in our neighborhood, which could have been a good thing. Okay. By entering an event or program of Nine & Co., you are entering an area where photography, audio, and video recording may occur. Your entry and presence on the event premises constitutes your consent to be photographed, filmed, and or otherwise recorded and to the release, publication, exhibition, or reproduction of any and all recorded media of your appearance, voice, and name for any purpose whatsoever in perpetuity in connection with the Nine & Co. and its initiatives, including advertising. By entering the event premises, you waive and release any claims you may have related to the use of recorded media of you at the event, including, without limitation, any right to inspect or approve the photo, video, or audio recording of you, any claims for invasion of privacy, violation of the right of publicity, defamation, and copyright infringement, or for any fees for use of such record media. You understand that all photography, filming, and or recording will be done in reliance on this consent. If you do not agree to the foregoing, please do not enter the event premises. There was no event going on. There aren't events. I mean, they've done a couple of events, but that sign is always up in front of the park. And I understand that we live in a surveillance state. We're always being watched. That doesn't bother me. It bothers me that they think that putting up a sign in front of a public space like that is a good idea because it means that they know that it's going to deter some people from being there, right? And that is the MO of our fucking society. It's like we want to exclude certain groups of people from our public spaces that are somewhat livable, and we relegate everyone else to living along the Strodes and having to cross massive roads, breathe this terrible pollution all the time. It's just, it's part and parcel of the socioeconomic divide, and I just want to rip this sign into pieces and burn it in the middle of the park.
Amen, brother. Amen. Get mad.
This park...
Get mad and get hard.
This park does not allow pets. There's a big sign that says no pets allowed in the park.
Yeah, it's like all... white people don't even have kids anymore. All they have is pets. You don't bring your kids to the park anymore. That's not what the kids are doing.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I live in a neighborhood where it's just white people without kids.
So it's against the law to bring your dog into a restaurant, right? Like it's against the law here. And I swear to God, like, white people have lost their goddamn minds because they will just bring their dog into a restaurant. 100% of white people are now completely ready to bring their dog into your restaurant. This is not a drill. I don't know what's up, man. But
what if I got that dog in me? Am I allowed to go to the restaurant?
Yeah, you bet.
Hell yeah. And what about my boy? He likes vermouth.
My gay son.
My gay son has that dog in him.
Tell me about your vermouths. Do you have sweet vermouth or only dry vermouth?
My gay son prefers sweet vermouth.
My straight son drinks dry vermouth. My gay son drinks sweet vermouth.
We had a school shooting yesterday. It probably got overshadowed by the Charlie Kirk news. But yeah, we had a kid at Evergreen High School who shot a couple of his classmates. They did not die. So I don't know the context yet of what's going down with this. But really, really sad. Happened in our community. He killed himself. So
I think we should take it upon ourselves as a podcast to try to convince like a angsty loner to drive a car through a school.
Cut that.
Cut that. Got it. Cut.
Seal it. Send it.
No. Yeah, we got it. I think it should be our shtick that, like, we want more traffic deaths. We're pro-traffic deaths, and we want government policies that encourage more,
like funding roadways. That's a good, like, yeah, it's a good segment. Very Colbert.
Well, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes more sense than Gooner Army, let's be real. It's like a real satire.
Yeah, it definitely makes more sense than Gooner Army. But Gooner Army, I don't know, maybe it's because I've been stewing in it for so long, but it's starting to, like, make sense. Like, the self-improvement thing you said earlier is really sticking with me. I think it glues it together somehow.
No, it was always coherent.
Maybe I've just fallen in love for the Gooner Army. Maybe I need them.
No, but yeah, like, that's a good bit. Like, we support traffic deaths, and these are the policies that create traffic deaths, and it's like land use policy, transport, funding roads, funding freeways,
mm-hmm.
Single family zoning,
yep,
exclusionary zoning and urban development practices, parking minimums,
redlining,
that's a good one,
freeway expansion, yeah, that's the biggest one.
Automobile dependent development practices.
Homophobia.
Well, we don't endorse nor condemn homophobia. we try to stick to what we know best, which is traffic deaths.
That was an extremely elusive thing to say. I'm a bit alarmed.
We don't. We don't have any opinion on the Charlie Kirk thing. We don't have any opinion on school shootings or guns, other than you should be allowed to shoot drivers.
Yeah, obviously we live in a political vacuum.
We don't have any opinion on trans people playing women's sports.
Yeah.
We don't have any opinion on any of that. Free in Palestine? Okay, yeah, we maybe potentially might have an opinion on that. But,
yeah.
But everything else is... No. You're right. We don't live in a vacuum. It's all intertwined.
You're like, I'm not against homophobia. I mean, I wouldn't say I support Israel. It's like, come on, Ben.
It's like, look, Israel has a right to defend itself. It's the worst. It's the worst line.
It is.
The worst line.
It is. God. We're in the worst timeline for sure, which is why we have to get out.
It's like, it's like saying Mike Tyson has a right to defend himself.
Pretty much. Or a driver has a right to defend herself against a cyclist.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, people do argue that all the time. It's like, oh, if you touch my car, I'm going to kill you with it. It's like, I would just drive over you. It's like every YouTube comment is just like, just kill the cyclist.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And it's, I think what it really is for me is all of these things are tied together and it's impossible not to have an opinion on them. And I know we're playing our satire out, but like it is the desensitization to death that is at the core of many of our societal ills. And our beat is one of those. Like traffic deaths is a the ongoing traffic death epidemic. 307 9/11s in the last 24 years with who sobbing for them, you know? It's the loss of that life in our community that we've become desensitized to that allows it to persist. If there were
if there were a 9/11,
yeah.
If there were a day for it, maybe that's our thing. Maybe that's our thing. We're taking 9/11 back from the first responders, and we're giving it to the victims of roadway violence.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think that tragedy is tragedy, and like empathy, selective empathy is absolute horse shit. And I think that, I mean, this is where we get to Charlie Kirk, right? Like, how many people have been mourning this person when they see images of starving children, and we know that what's happening in Gaza is a genocide and we are shown it every day, and how many people have scorned that, scoffed at it, that are now mourning a single human life, and why is that?
Yeah, I don't know, brother.
It's because they drive their car everywhere. It's because they are disconnected from their community. They are brainwashed by the media that they consume. And what makes that possible is the automobile, because the automobile separates them from everyone in their community. It makes it impossible for them to build a community that is rooted in sanity and empathy and love. And that is why we turn to gooning. And this is why the Gooner Army has to pull themselves up by their jock straps and get out on the streets and take our cities back.
No, I mean, that's decent. Yeah. I mean, I think it coincided with the pandemic, the sort of externalization of deeply antisocial behavior.
Sure.
People started just wilding, I think, in simplest terms. And we just never went back after that. Like, people having, like, public freakouts and just getting, like, just totally crashing out publicly. I don't know. I think there is something deeply poisoned in our psyche as a result of no longer having a community, right? Like, the recipe for happiness in America is, like, go get a degree and then move to somewhere where you can drive into an urban center, right? Go live in like a nice house where you drive to work and essentially separate yourself from any sense of community at all outside of your church, mm-hmm. right? And just goon all day and all night, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't mean to singularly ascribe the motor vehicle as the only reason why people are antisocial, but it's definitely a big, big, big part of it. And when I hear about school shootings, when I hear about political violence and all of the chaos and heartbreak that surrounds so much of our world, I can't help but associate some of it with the automobile. And I think it's important that we say this on the airwaves, because the car has been mythologized as an angel that will deliver us. that you can have sex with. Like, cars are fucking badass. They're slick. They make you come. And that's a lie. They've told you a lie.
It's all brand, you know? It's like cars are fun, like are intrinsically too dangerous to sustain high volumes of transportation. Like, if you get a flat on the freeway, there's like a 1% chance you die. Like,
that's super high.
if you get stuck on the freeway, like, it's just, you just see people get, there is an inevitability that somebody will get stalled in a moving vehicle lane on a high speed roadway, and then it's just the most horrible, violent collisions you've ever seen in your life. These high volume roadways create death and destruction with such a reliability that it's completely unconscionable that they were ever designed to begin with. The death is built into the system and cannot be reformed through education or speed limits, really. It's like, until it is torn down or changed, fundamentally changed, it's like the death will be consistent. It's the same number every year in every state, right? Like, each road produces a certain amount of death and injury. And certain places which have made changes to the environment have seen positive changes, and other places that haven't changed anything have had latent design failures come into the forefront. So something interesting about how failures in engineering safety occur is that the feedback loop is just so long. A roadway will be designed with nothing on it.
Sure.
And then as more development happens along the roadway and the roadway becomes higher traffic, you start to see an increase in injury and death. So a lot of the times design failures won't even bear any statistical significance for 10, 20, 30 years after the designs were created.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought too hard about that. I think that's also why we have maybe the greatest capacity to lobby on the data, to use the data to help drive decisions, because in historically urbanized areas, in places that have been urban for a long time, you know, and of course, changes on those will also have a latency in terms of yielding the data back. But like this road that I live along that I complain about all the time, I mean, it's been around for a very long time in the form that it's in, and we know that it's dangerous. And Denver has started to make, they had started to make some improvements on certain places, and I'm grateful for the Colfax BRT. I think that's an improvement to that corridor. That is an extremely deadly corridor, and I hope that the BRT will help. I assume that it will. I'm really hopeful that it will, but along Colorado Boulevard, they are too terrified to do anything about it, even though it has killed dozens and dozens of people every year since the 1950s. Like, it's shocking that, we allow this, but we have clear data going back 50 years in some cases. And if we can, apply the conclusions that we're able to draw from the data in places where the design decisions were made 50 years ago, then maybe we can start to move the needle. But it's also those places that are key to the car network, right? Like Colorado Boulevard, if they reformed it, it would change the city. And that's why they won't do it. You know,
it's like, is it the right of people who live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere to access other people's neighborhoods?
No.
And it's in some sense, yes, because
we
all share the public right of way, and we all share transportation infrastructure, and we all gain the benefit of being able to travel throughout the city, like on paper, right? We all gain the benefit of being able to travel throughout the city by sharing our public right of way for transportation. However, in practice, because America is a fucking shithole, you can really only access the city if you have access to an automobile, which, you know, it's like, okay, well, poor people, right? Low-income people are excluded from access to the public right-of-way in America. Is it the right of the government to build dangerous, polluting roads, like toxic infrastructure through your community?
No.
They do it. They do it.
Oh, yeah, they do it. People do things all the time that aren't their rights.
Like, I think we should share the public right-of-way for transportation, but I think it should be a little bit more equitable and less blatantly carcinogenic.
Yeah, blatantly destructive to all of God's living creatures.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is he back? I mean, he should show up.
Any day now.
I got one more. I got one more.
Hit me with it.
It's an American day. America is a fucking garbage fire at the moment.
That's for sure. I don't know. It seems kind of normal to me. Beyond inflation.
I think that it's normal for us millennials who were 6 years old or 5 years old when 9/11 happened. I think it has been like this for a while, but I don't think in the long arc it is normal. And I just wanted to read from Abraham Lincoln's 1861 inaugural address to the United States. This country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or their revolutionary right to dismember and to overthrow it. I cannot be ignorant of the fact that many worthy and patriotic citizens are desirous of having the national constitution amended. While I make no recommendation of amendments, I fully recognize the rightful authority of the people over the whole subject to be exercised in either of the modes prescribed in the instrument itself, and I should, under existing circumstances, favor rather than oppose a fair opportunity being afforded the people to act upon it. And I think that this is important for someone that our history regards as a great president, a great leader of this nation, if we are to be a nation and we are to try to be great or better than maybe we were before. It's on us, it's on the people to come forward, make our voices heard, and change the government. It's on us. It's the only way that these things happen. It's on us. And I just think that these words, I grabbed them from a play that I'm obsessed with, and they've been sitting with me a lot, because I think it's important that we consider the gravity of the moment and the fact that it's on the Gooner Army to take back the streets.
You got to put your life on the line, baby, and you got to get out there. You got to put your body in the public right of way and say, fuck you, government. You're not taking my streets. These are our streets. And I mean, don't actually put yourself in harm's way. But, you know, you got to get out there. You got to go be. You know, America isn't just a fucking gutter for people in their Mazdas. There's the little fat little goblins in their Mazdas and Mitsubishis. Ugh, it sickens me.
Let our nation be more than a gutter for goblins.
I want to thrive. I want to thrive nude in the public sphere.
And you shall.
No, I got nothing, man. I got no content. There's one more year of importing. The data is, it has like 40 more minutes.
Hell yeah, man. That's amazing. I'm super excited to peruse some of that older data.
Can we take 5 and then riff on mass casualty incidents?
Sure, or I'm game to call it.
No. I think we can riff a little bit more, but I just need like...
Okay, I got like 15 more minutes, I think.
Are you sure? I thought you said you wanted to do 2 hours.
I was riding high. All right, I can stick with it. Yeah, I can stick with it. Let's, I'm going to try a little less hard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, give me like 5 minutes. I'm going to pee. I'm going to get a glass of water.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to pause my recording and then I'll start rolling again.
All right, we both just got some podcast fuel in us.
Indeed. I didn't really want to stop recording and hanging out. I just needed to smoke some weed.
No, I want to riff on what is the perfect traffic death. What makes a good traffic death? Is it how sad is it? I feel like there's definitely a sadness scale. Like some of them, you read it and it's like alcohol involved. Or it's like a 19-year-old male with a blood alcohol content of 0.24 drove his, you know, like BMW off a bridge and died. And it's like, well, that's not that sad. Right. And then sometimes it's like, 6-year-old girl hit by truck, you know. It's like, oh, that's up there.
I think it's like a poignant detail. So like the 19-year-old, what if it was exactly 1 year after he got his first car? Like, does that make it better? Does that make it more interesting?
I'm just saying there's like a spectrum of like,
of course.
Oh, well, yeah. All of them are fundamentally preventable deaths, right? All of them are untimely deaths, independent of the person's age or situation.
It's amazing that our society has gone away from God so much, because like an earlier era explanation for this that like the rich would take is like, oh, well, those poor people deserve to die because like they clearly were sinning. They clearly offended God. And so this is his way of smiting them. And we've removed God, but we still feel the same way about poor people. It's very odd.
Yeah. People in Florida think that if you are in the road, you deserve to die.
Yeah. I'll be back in Florida as well. So I got to be careful out there.
Yeah. Don't cross the street.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some roads I did not want to cross.
Don't go outside.
No, but you have to go outside.
It's Florida.
It's Florida.
It's like East California, in a way.
Sort of.
With gators.
Featuring gators. No, the weather is so much worse in Florida. Oh my God. At least in the summertime.
Then why do the Jews go there?
I mean, because it's warm. It's nice. It's fine. And if you can live on the water, I'm sure it's nice. But like, living out in the middle of suburbia, like in the concrete jungle where it's just humidity and concrete, like holy shit.
Yeah, the urban environment, so blah.
Yeah, that with the like oppressive humidity is a lot. That would be a lot for me to handle.
America is a parking lot.
Yeah.
With a fence around it. You ever try to walk from one parking lot to another, but there's a fence?
Yeah, yep.
You're like walking in the city and you're like, oh, I got to go this way. And then you're like, oh,
yep,
I can't go this way.
Yep.
Because there's a fence around this parking lot to protect the cars. Man, people don't go outside. I'm telling you. Too busy with their big titty anime girls and their goon lairs. We are the only interactive web map of every traffic death in America. Coming to you live with comedy content on 9/11.
On 9/11.
With the 9/11 special.
Yeah.
We're giving the people what they want.
Exactly what they want.
9/11 every month for 100 years.
Yep.
You are giving the people what they want. You get a 9/11. You get a 9/11. It's a veritable holocaust of roadway deaths coming to your home at roadway.report.
24 times 12 is 288. So there has been more than one 9/11 every month for the last 24 years.
For the last 100 years.
Yeah, for the last 50. Maybe 60.
On average. I don't know. It might dip below it at some point, but it's like we love traffic.
I mean, it's really a testament to the true rigor and vigor of the post-World War II United States economy as it finished globalizing and colonizing the globe and took its place as the supreme empire. The fact that we can lose this many people to a senseless and shameful death and just be like, okay, well, we're also still just gonna, our life expectancy is gonna boom for a long time. But now we're at the end of it. We're at the end of that boom, and who knows what's next, man, but we're gonna have to use less resources and be smarter. And I hope that will play into an urban movement that is more sustainable and more safe. But I'm like, the suburbs and the like rural America is cooked, bro. Like, there's no coming back.
I need to send you something. You need to see the Travis County pedestrian deaths chart, because it's just deeply fucked up. It's the worst one I've found, which is nuts, because it's like, oh my god, this is where I live.
Roadway Report, brought to you by Carmine's Steakhouse. Kill a pedestrian? Get 50% off at Carmine's Steakhouse.
Someone's got to buy a shirt. We added a new shirt today that says the Gooner Army. And this shirt says, an army of gooners will take back the streets in the dead of night.
Oh.
So if you want to wear a shirt that says, an army of gooners will take back the streets in the dead of night, go to roadway.report and then click merch.
Yeah, the Travis County dashboard is very bleak.
So basically, it's like, the non-motorist deaths, the pedestrian and bike deaths in Austin's county, Travis County, have tripled in a decade. It's very scary looking. It's like roughly in 2011, they just start shooting up. And I can attest to the fact that it is core to masculine identity. It is, without the truck, are you a man? You know, and I swear to God, like, fucking 70% of all men own a big truck.
Wow. Yeah, it's not like that. Everybody has like a Subaru or some other SUV up here. I mean, some people have Tacomas. There are trucks, but it's not a share of that magnitude.
You do not want to get hit by a Dodge Ram. They call it a Dodge Ram because you got to dodge it or it'll ram you.
I mean, I will say Austin is a city where the population chart in the last 15 years is probably also a similar shape. I will throw
yeah,
that
but
out
no,
there.
What about the 20 years preceding that?
Well, like it's flat. But those aren't my friends, so.
But Austin's population doubled during those years too.
Yeah, true. Why did it get worse now? Yeah. Why do you think it did get worse in the last?
Trucks, baby. Trucks. It's because trucks are more profitable for the automakers by like a very significant margin.
Yeah, I mean, Ford only makes trucks now, right? Ford doesn't make cars anymore.
The Ford F-150 is the best-selling luxury vehicle in America.
She thick.
And that fact is killing people.
We should replace.
You should buy a Porsche. If you're rich, just buy like a nice, a girly little coupe and fucking go. Who gives a shit? Just drive 120 miles an hour. I don't know. Who's more likely to kill a pedestrian? Someone in a Porsche going 100 or someone in an F-150 going 45?
Well, when there's like more F-150s than any other vehicle, it's tough. Yeah, I take your point. It's crazy, man. So if they just banned trucks, things would get better.
Yeah, like if the government had the fucking cojones to neuter the American automobile, right? To make it slower, gayer, smaller, have a like lower hood, right? To make it more Camry, less Tundra, right? Then it would save a lot of lives. That would do a pretty big difference. And then it's like design standards. Just like these roadways are death factories. There's no safe way to operate a freeway.
Yeah. County of Denver, city and county of Denver is pretty much the exact same story.
Is it up, up, up?
They brought pedestrians down. There was a steady decline. They did pretty well by a magnitude of 100%, or 50% going the other direction. They had a decline from 2002 to 2010, but now we are almost back to 2002 levels.
Yeah, that moving average has increased.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They really did do good for a little while there, 2000 onward.
Yeah, but then they legalized weed and the population boomed, and their bad design decisions had a latent effect.
Yeah.
Like, you are so on that.
The Gooner Army's got to stick together. Hey, guys, there's a myriad of tools at roadway.report. Like, you can pull data dating back to 1975 for your county. Your county. And you can actually see the deaths on the map dating back the whole 21st century for the whole United States. You can search individual crash records dating back 50 years. All of it's free, all of it's public, all of it's maintained by yours truly, the funniest podcast host in the world, me.
You know, Ben, I imagine you living at the bottom of a hill and on a winding, beautiful road just up from you sits your neighbor, Alex Jones, podcasting from his lair. And then all the way up at the top of the hill, of course, Mr. Rogan podcasting on his perch at the top of the hill, and you still at the bottom podcasting harder and faster. Austin, Texas. Why? It's a place, man. Austin, it's a place.
It's the podcast capital of the world.
It is. It is the masculinity podcast masculinity capital of the world, and it's also a wellness hub.
I don't think transgendered should play women's sports.
Yeah. Just nothing but grifting.
That's how you get 50% of Americans to like you. Mm. It's just be like, I don't think men should play women's sports.
People are like, he's right.
Oh, my God. But the culture war is so dumb. No, it's sad. It's sad. Shout out Jessica Luther and her book with Kavitha Davidson, Loving Sports When They Don't Love You Back. It's a good book. And they touch on gender. among other things. It's a good book. This is an inclusive environment. I've never said or done anything weird at all. We're just a couple of normal guys running a normal podcast where we're cool and nothing bad is going on. So if any women or minority groups want to come on the podcast, that's fine. Just because we're a couple of guys with a podcast, it doesn't mean that we have any sort of regressive ideologies underpinning our podcast beliefs or mission.
We do need to get guests on the podcast. I think we've reached a limit of what's possible between the two of us.
No.
I guess you'll have to keep listening to find out.
The Gooners!
The Gooners will take the streets back.
In the dead of night. In the night, we will go, and we will build benches, and we will build parks, and we will take back the streets, because the government serves the people, and the people will be free.
Indeedy.
On this 9-11, we pour one out, not for the first responders, or even the second responders. On this 9-11, we pour one out for the 9-11 of roadway deaths that happen every month. Who's to say your 9-11 is more important than my 9-11?
Who's to say your 9-11? That's really good.
I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going.
I've always believed in you, and you are, from time to time, you just deliver.
Who's to say those first responders matter more than that little girl who got hit by a bus? Than that a cappella choir that was just going to Friendship Day?
They were just going to Friendship Day, those 29 poor souls.
But the government wants you to think that the streets are for cars. They're not, baby. You've got to go outside and you've got to take them back.
take back the streets in the dead of night.
I love this new addendum, in the dead of night. It gives it some mystique. It makes it a little bit queer.
We will be free. The government will not tell us what to do.
We are two right-wing reactionaries, and we have a podcast in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And we may or may not condone homophobia.
Shut up. I would not identify myself as a right-wing person.
No, I don't think I would either.
Yeah. I'm definitely a reactionary, and I think it's important to be reactionary to the liberal establishment. But my politics are very, very left.
If we go on pretending that this is okay for another 100 years, this will kill another 4 million people.
Exactly.
Because this isn't necessarily slowing down. There have been a lot of improvements in vehicle technology, but because of the domination of cars on our society and our urban environment, its relationship to our effect on public health has, let's just say, it's had an inequitable impact across different communities over the history of America.
Yeah.
Over the 20th century, essentially.
As designed conditions do.
Yeah, man.
This is a designed condition. This is not the natural way of things.
There are other countries where people travel just as many miles with like 10%, 5%, 1% of the death.
Maybe with Roadway Report, we should approach foreign governments. Maybe we should like ask Ireland if they want us to make a Roadway Report for Ireland. And we'll have to like do the data. We'll have to like get local data. That'll be part of the task, is like compiling the data. I wonder if they have it.
Yeah, I think a pretty robust data collection system for, like, there's a mandate that every state has to collect certain things that meet a standard of crashworthiness,
yeah.
Which, if I recall correctly off the dome, is like a collision involving a motor vehicle that causes injury to somebody or more than $1,000 in damage on a public roadway. Involving a moving vehicle.
Right, is supposed to be recorded.
Right, right. So that's the official guidelines. Who knows what percentage actually make it in, right? Because you have to call the police to begin with for it to even enter the data set. So
yeah.
Most people I know who've been hit by a car on a bike or have been in a car accident, it's like, that's not in the data set.
Right.
Right. No one, unless a police report is filed.
Right.
And then in order to make it into the federal data set, it's got to have a kill. You got to have, like a good soldier, you've got to have a confirmed kill.
And the serious bodily injury statistics are just discarded, or they just live in the state data sets?
No, they live in the state. The states are required to collect that information.
Uh-huh.
But the federal government does not publish that information.
Right. Cowards. Publish it. Give us the lists.
Yeah, give us the SBIs. Roadway Report wants to publish serious injuries to the death map.
We need your help.
But we don't have it. And I don't have the time or the money to do it state by state right now. So if you want to give us a grant, if you want to give us some money so I can go and pipe in like 50 different state transportation systems to read in their injury data.
That is for sale. Yeah, that's for sale.
Please get in touch with us, cuz we want to make that happen. We want to bring state of the art technology to the people using free software. And we want to make the world a better place.
Yep.
And we want to riff. We want to riff about masturbating to big titty anime girls. because that's why God put us on this planet. Did I ever tell you about that political consultant that I met? Did I talk about him on the pod?
I don't remember.
So I'm at a Mastodon South By event. It's like a tech panel for people involved with the decentralized social networking site Mastodon.
Yuck. I'm not anti-Mastodon. It just, I was at South By at the Mastodon tent, bro.
Yeah, it was good, dude. It was good. But I ran into this guy who was like, coked the fuck out. He's like, last night I didn't go to sleep. I was just drinking all night and doing coke. I didn't sleep last night. You know, and so
sounds about right.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Totally, totally insane stuff. And we were both talking to each other about how we run our own servers to like send our tweets and stuff. And he's like, he pulls out his phone. He's like, well, I have this one account for, you know, like my professional work as a political consultant. And then I have this other account for like anime. And he pulls it out and it's just big titty anime girls. It wasn't porn, but it was it was just an endless feed of anime girls with suspiciously big titties.
Wow. To like just like yeah. To be so forthright. I mean I'm queer, I'm sex positive, I guess I'm for it, but like it yeah, wild.
Sick. That guy. You know that guy has a lair.
Yeah, you want a guy with a lair. I feel like you want a guy with a lair.
What'd you say?
You want a guy with a lair.
You gotta have a guy with a goon lair. Or else you'll never have time to yourself.
So simply put. Or else you'll never have time
for
yourself.
No, it's like, yeah, it's... I don't. If you don't have a goon lair, I don't have time for Pilates.
Yeah, you can't go play tennis or go for a bike ride. No. You gotta have a lair. You gotta come hang out in Colorado and see in a play. And I mean my wife, my unnamed wife. Whoops.
No, we can bleep that out.
If you would bleep it, that'd be sick.
We'll bleep that. I'm just gonna bleep the word wife.
Just put a bunch of bleeps in that segment.
Fuck, shit, piss.
Do you think the podcast would get more listens if we like were really we were like as profane as possible and then beeped it out?
We should increase the fucks per ep.
But I feel like beeping it out is a good flex. It like it adds something to the like addictive factor of listening to the audio. That like beep 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 beep
what do you
beep
think,
beep
what
rhythm.
Do you think people listen to this podcast for?
I think people listen to this podcast to cry. I think they listen to this podcast to believe in themselves. I think they listen to this podcast to goon. I mean, presumably to goon. I mean,
presumably they let one rip.
Based on the, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I listen to podcasts for, I like a parasocial relationship. I'm into it. And I...
Parody's nuts.
Exactly. And I don't know. I like the sound of people's voices. It's reassuring, I think.
The data import is almost complete.
Thank God.
We're almost live. The traffic deaths are almost live completely. 1975. 50 years of traffic deaths. Over 2 million dead and counting. Coming to your home.
Not.
Coming to your community soon. More roadway deaths. 2 million and counting, available for free on Roadway Report. The 9/11 Christmas special.
That's the name of this episode.
First responder, I hardly know her. Bro, 9/11 is such a trip, culturally. It's so sad. It's overwhelmingly sad.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know, do we violate our no bummers policy? We've got to convince the folks at home that this is a problem.
In any way, whether it's conspiratorial, whether it's patriotic, whether it's somewhere in between, whether it's erotic or homophobic, if you feel bad about 9/11, you need to feel bad about the 307 9/11s that have happened on the roads in your community, your state, your nation. You should mourn for those people too.
If you think the government did 9/11, well, you're probably right. But you know what the government also did was they built roads and they built freeways in your community, and they're 9/11 in your community right now.
They are. They definitely are.
The government is 9/11-ing your family as we speak. Sorry, wait, I got one more. Little Susie, 9/11. They're coming for you. But it's true. It's this public policy. Someone is culpable.
Yeah, someone is culpable. Every life matters. Every life matters. Like,
so it's time to put your life on the line and take back the streets. Preferably in the dead of night.
In the dead of night, yeah.
It's the 9/11 Christmas special.
We're counting down until this epidemic reaches you.
We're counting down until somebody sends us $6.
Please, just $3 for both of us. We can get something at Taco Bell. Just $6. $6 would get us a beer to share. Come on, listener, please. Papa, can we have Steel Reserve?
Papa, you bring home any Steel Reserve from Iowa City.
From Iowa City. Father.
I was in like rich company the other day, and there was like another working class person. So I was remarking to them like recalling the feeling of going into the gas station with like 275 and quarters and walking out with like the high octane hobo juice.
Yeah.
And then there's just like the rich people didn't get it. They were like, "Well, why would you do that?" It's like,
"Oh no, don't drink that. That's not good for you."
It's like this is all I can afford. High
extra,
octane.
At least it's got extra gravity.
Somebody juiced that hobo way too strong.
I was walking home from the grocery store the other day. So when I walked to the grocery store, I saw this young man and he was standing outside the 7-Eleven and I didn't think much of it. He had his bike. It was like, I don't know, 16. And I went and did my grocery shopping and then I walked back past the 9-11 and I heard like a chair rustle over in the coffee shop across the street in their patio and the coffee shop was closed. And the kid looked up and he was like, "Hey man, be careful. There's a crackhead over there." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Thanks, man." And he was like, "Yeah, no problem." And yeah, sure as shit, there was a crackhead in the, he was really wigging out over by the, coffee shop.
Yeah. Sometimes they just need a little space, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Sometimes you just got to cross the street.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, or just keep walking, yeah. You know? It's like, it's either really, you're not there if you're not a part of the event or like whatever's going on to them. If it's not going on to you and you're like, "I'm on my way."
Just keep moving. Yeah.
It's almost like you're invisible to the crackhead.
Yeah.
But if they become aware that their actions affect you.
Yeah.
That's when they realize they have the power.
The best advice is just like act regular. Like don't be acting weird. Don't stop and look. Don't involve yourself. Don't change your path at all. And when you see a person who is on the street who is not in that kind of state, give them your humanity. But like, yeah, it's okay to avoid the crackhead. Like you have to get home. You have to protect your wife. Like it's okay. It's hard. I mean, it is hard living in the city because you do develop these calluses. You know?
That's so true. So true. I remember how, incensed I was at the treatment of homeless people when I first lived in Austin.
Yeah.
You know, I made like documentaries about it for school. And it is very inhumane. And a lot of the inhumanity of it is just the inhospitable urban environment. Right, it's just so wildly unpleasant to be outside.
Yeah, especially when it's real hot.
Okay, the wife is calling. I think I have to go.
Do you want to sign off?
The Gunner Army will be free. The government will not take. We will stand up to the government before they take another 9/11 of our families away from us. For every Sandy Hook, there's a 9/11.
It's true, and. And it's,
I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
No, I mean, you're onto something there. And I think we expressed it well tonight. And, you know, I think we just have to be friends with each other. We have to take hands and right this situation, because we don't stand for this type of death and destruction, do we? Like, we are a loving people. We are a people that takes care of its people. Like, why can't we be that? Let's be that. Let's choose to be that. It's on us. We have to choose.
Stop killing our children. Stop killing our children.
Yeah.
The government can't tell us what to do.
Yeah. So I have nothing but love for you, listener, and you, Ben. Have a wonderful evening or morning or whenever you're listening to this, and buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, buy a t-shirt and go check out the 2 million roadway deaths tracked at roadway.report.
It is an amazing tool, and it's coming to a website near you.
Gooner Army out.
Bye.
Comedy podcast, get your ass ready for a comedy podcast
about roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast, a certified motherfucking comedy podcast
about roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together. It's a certified fucking good time. Yeah!